Welcome to Next Day Prep. It is the final closing bell of 2025. I am looking at the tape, and it feels like the market decided to start the holiday early. We drifted lower, volume was non-existent, and the Santa Claus rally seems to have hit a brick wall. What is your take on this finish?
Yeah, it was a whimper, not a bang. We saw a broad drift lower across the board. The S&P 500 gave back about 0.7%, and the NASDAQ was down nearly 0.8%. It is classic year-end exhaustion. No fresh catalysts, buyers stepped away, and we just bled out into the close. The bears are definitely controlling the immediate narrative heading into the holiday break.
And it wasn't just a quiet day, it was actually pretty rough for the leaders. I saw the tech sector lagging late in the day. What happened with NVIDIA? I saw some headlines flashing about chip production.
Right, so NVIDIA finished down. But the story is interesting. There are reports they approached Taiwan Semi to ramp up production for the H200 chip to meet demand in China. Usually that is bullish demand news, right? But in this environment with the market tired, it didn't matter. The stock still slipped. When good news can't lift a stock, you have to be careful. The whole semiconductor space felt heavy.
Speaking of heavy, let's talk about commodities. I looked at the futures board and saw a sea of red. Gold and silver got absolutely hammered. What triggered that liquidation?
That was the big story of the day. The CME Group raised margin requirements on precious metals. That is the second time in a week. When you hike margins, you force leveraged traders to liquidate. Silver collapsed, down over 9%. Gold dropped 1%. It was a forced liquidation break, plain and simple. If you are trading metals, you have to wait for the dust to settle, because that was a violent move.
Ouch! That is a painful way to end the year for the gold bugs. But it wasn't all red. We did have some specific names bucking the trend. Vanda Pharma went parabolic. What was the catalyst there?
Huge move. VNDA up over 25%. They got FDA approval for their motion sickness drug, Nereus. It is a game changer for their revenue outlook. Potentially a $100 million drug. In a market this week, seeing a stock rip on news like that tells me liquidity is still there for the right story. Also, look at Nike. It was the best performer in the S&P 500 today.
Nike? Really? That stock has been in the penalty box for a while. Is this a turnaround play?
It might be starting. The CEO, Elliott Hill, bought over 16,000 shares. That follows Tim Cook buying shares a week ago. When you see back-to-back insider buying from the top brass at those levels, it screams conviction. The market respected that today, pushing it up over 4% while everything else was selling off.
Insider buying is always a favorite signal of mine. Okay, let's pivot to the tactical plan. We have the New Year's holiday tomorrow, markets are closed. When we come back Friday, what are the levels that matter?
We need to watch the SPY at 681.80. That is your immediate support. If we crack that on Friday, this drift could turn into a real correction. On the upside, we need to reclaim 685.14 to get the bulls interested again. For the QQQ, the line in the sand is 613.87. We are in a defensive posture right now. Cash is a position.
Understood. Defensive posture. But for the active traders who are glued to the screens on Friday, are there any setups showing relative strength? Anything actually setting up for a breakout?
There are a few hiding in the weeds. I am looking at CNTB in the biotech space. It showed steady strength and closed near highs on volume. If it can hold above 2.75, it looks ready to push through 2.85. Also, DBRG in digital infrastructure. It held a tight range while the market puked. That shows accumulation. If DBRG clears 15.36, it has room to run. Focus on what held up today, not what sold off.
Solid intel. Focus on relative strength and watch those support levels on the indices. Enjoy the day off tomorrow. Recharge and let's be ready to attack the tape on Friday. Thanks for the breakdown.
You got it. Happy New Year. Let's crush it in 2026.
Happy New Year, everyone. You have been listening to Next Day Prep. We will see you on the other side.